we are here at the 2017 REACH Conference, put on by the fine folks at the California Nevada Credit Union League. And we are here with Tina Lozano. Tina Lozano, the executive director of the RMJ Foundation. How are you, Tina?
I am great. Thank you for asking.
It took me a couple of times to get your name right. Gosh.
It's all right.
I never said that before. Not.
All right. Hey, so how's the show going for you?
It's been fantastic. Yeah. Really great for me and the RMJ Foundation and all the credit unions. I think everybody's having a great time.
Yeah. Anything stand out for you so far?
I think the speakers that I've had a chance to take a peek at have been fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's been, like I said, great. The RMJ Foundation was recognized for the Kim Bannon Eternal Flame Award this morning.
Well
so
done.
That was
well
fantastic.
Done.
And we're having an exciting silent auction in the exhibit hall. We had our donor appreciation gala on Sunday night. We had a bite of reality on Monday morning with some local high school kids.
Okay.
So we've been kind of all over the place.
All right, and that's a perfect segue to my next question, your bite of reality. It's an app, right? Or it's a workshop. Okay, or both.
Yeah.
Or please clarify, because I am confused, but it sounds pretty cool.
Yes, so Bite of Reality is a reality fair that we've been doing for several years.
Okay, okay.
About a year and a half ago, we decided to incorporate some technology into it.
Mm-hmm.
So rather than giving the kids a pad of paper with worksheets that they have to complete and a checkbook and the checks to write and then the register to keep track of, we thought we should try reaching kids in the world that they live in, which is technology. So we created an app that the kids can just download on their smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
And our credit unions that do the Bite of Reality program have loaner tablets for mm-hmm. those kids who might not have a smartphone mm-hmm. or a device to use. And so the app just takes the place of the paper.
Perfect.
So the interaction, which is so key to the reality fair, is that sales pitch that they get from the credit union volunteers and that whole interaction, we really wanted to preserve that.
Okay.
And so that is still completely integral to the reality fair. The app simply allows it to be more modern. It resonates more with the kids, and there's a lot less paper for the RMJ Foundation and the credit union.
Saving a couple of trees, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Very cool. So now you're talking about licensing?
Yeah.
So what's that all about?
So we, like I said, we developed the app about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
We always knew that we didn't want to develop this just for us,
mm-hmm.
But we had to start somewhere.
Yeah.
So we created it for ourselves, and then the National Credit Union Foundation gave us a grant mm-hmm. this year to build what I call an infrastructure, a back office to the app,
mm-hmm.
so that it'll allow us to customize versions of the app. So
mm-hmm.
Folks outside of California and Nevada, whether it's other state credit union foundations, other state leagues,
mm-hmm.
individual credit
mm-hmm.
unions that do reality fairs or want to do reality mm-hmm. fairs and want to incorporate our technology
mm-hmm.
can come to us. We will develop a customized version for them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice move. Oh my gosh. So what are the goals here? So what do you plan? I mean, obviously go nationwide. Is that the aim?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Anybody, any credit union entity that's doing reality fairs,
mm-hmm.
we want them to consider using the app to just, again, help them with all the things that it helped us with.
Right. And so how does it, what's the, connecting the dots to the RMJ Foundation? How does all that connect together?
Yeah, I mean, we just, like I said, we'll just...
More exposure?
Yeah, I mean, it's really... To me, it's just part of collaboration that the credit union industry is all about anyways.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing really in it for us other than we want to just make it available.
Okay.
Obviously, there's some fees associated
sure.
with that, but really it is about making that, not having everybody recreate the wheel. It would be silly for everybody
mm-hmm.
to put the time and resources and money
mm-hmm.
into building an app from scratch when we already did that.
Yeah. No doubt. Okay, I get it. The light bulb goes on. So where can we find out more about it, and how can credit unions or even leagues or associations get involved?
Yeah, they can just reach out to me at the RMJ Foundation,
mm-hmm.
rmjfoundation.org, info@rmjfoundation.org. So it's really, really easy to get a hold of us.
Are there any other events or campaigns or anything that you want to plug for the RMJ Foundation as well? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we do, again, it's donations and support from credit unions and credit union organizations that keep us going.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, we're having the silent auction in the exhibit hall
mm-hmm.
here. We do our golf tournament every August, so we'll be in Monarch Beach on August 20th.
Oh, well.
Yes, very nice place. We were there last year, and would love to have everybody come out and have a fun day of golf and really help support the work that we're doing.
Awesome, awesome. And to get this app, they obviously go to the RMJ Foundation website as well, or is there another place? Or?
Yeah, right there. I mean, just send me an email.
Okay.
Call me if you've got my number.
And you'll hook them up.
We'll start talking.
All right. right. Sounds good. Tina, thank you so much. Anything else to add to wrap up?
No, I just thanks for the time and for chatting with me. And
anytime. Oh my
I'm
gosh.
Excited about it.
Anytime. I saw your name on the list. Oh my gosh, I got to get Tina on the show. So thank you so much, Tina. Appreciate the time. Keep up the good work, okay?
All right.
Well done.